Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. New South Wales and Queensland are being urged to address discrepancies surrounding interstate water trade in the Northern Basin. I caught up with Water Compliance Inspector General Troy Grant to hear about the separate trading rules causing concerns surrounding the accounting of water.
Water trade between Queensland and New South Wales occurs in the Border Rivers catchment, and it's been an area of concern for the accounting of that water for a number of years. And the former MDBA Officer Compliance and now the Inspector General of Water Compliance's Office has completed our audit and found a lot of gaps in performance that need to be addressed by both New South Wales and Queensland State Government Water Departments.
I see. And what are some of the main issues that the audit's uncovered, and why is it so vital that they're addressed?
Some of the critical issues is in the accounting practices. A lot of transfer and trades of water simply aren't recorded in each jurisdiction's accounting measures. That means that water can be moved across the border from one property to another without actually understanding if that water is available for take. What is also occurring in our water is we found manual adjustments to their record keeping after these trades have occurred, which can't give any trust or confidence in the irrigators themselves, and they're being let down, that the processors aren't valuing what is a significant value of trade water, given its precious nature.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, you know, we've had a lot of rain, but as you said, that water is a vital resource, and irrigators do need to know how much they've got there and how much can be traded. It's obviously vital to their businesses. So I guess you're calling on, you know, New South Wales and Queensland to address those findings pretty quickly.
Without question, our message is clear to Water New South Wales and the Queensland Department of Land, Water and Planning to get their systems up to speed, because they're letting down the irrigators who rely on accurate and timely and correct recording of water trades in their area. But they're also letting down the broader community when these errors are found, that they're electing not to record things because of their own interpretations and convenience, rather than doing things more transparently to improve that trust and confidence in water of a precious resource. We know that La Nina has plentiful rain and water across the landscape, but we don't want that to let people or agencies get complacent about water management, and we're asking them to do a lot better than they currently are. Management.
That's Water Compliance Inspector General Troy Grant there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.